is peace is our compass. If you want to put a title to it, if you're taking notes, put in there, peace is our compass. And I'll bring that out to the light in just a little bit. You'll begin to know, and it'll all come together at the end, so you'll understand how vital peace is in our lives to find our purpose in life. Amen? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, in the NLT version, it says this, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as the members of one body, you are called to live, what? In peace. That means we have to strive to live in peace. And the Bible says always to be thankful, but it says that we should strive to want to be in that peace that God gives us. And today, I'm going to strive to answer these three questions, okay? If you're writing notes, I want you to write this down. How do we find north, as I explained earlier? How do we find our purpose, or not our purpose, but more of our calling? Now, how do we find our purpose is the next question, because see, the calling and living out our purpose are two different things, because sometimes you can be called, but then living out your purpose is a whole different thing. Now, how do we know we're headed in the right direction? How do we know that we're headed in the right direction? You know, the word rule, it means, in an original language, it means basically, literally speaking, like an umpire. See, an umpire in a game will call things that are not right. And it'll call things, and that's the same thing, is that sometimes this peace that's living inside of us will call things out and says, I don't feel right about that. My wife is very intuitive to the peace of God in her life. That's why she wrote a whole book. And she'll always tell me, I don't know about that one. I don't feel at peace about that. And sometimes I'll try to ignore it. As a man, we have pride, right? How many men know what I'm talking about? Amen. You don't want to be told by a woman like, I know what I'm doing, girl. Amen. I start doing that to her. But all along, at the end, I have to humble myself. And you're right. Yeah, you're right. I know I shouldn't spend my money that way. You're right. I had to humble myself sometimes because she was right. She had this peace, and she was listening to the umpire in her heart that was telling her, that's wrong. That's not right. That's wrong. And see, the word compass in the Webster Dictionary says this, is a device having a magnetic needle that indicates a direction on the earth's surface by pointing towards north. By pointing towards north. And so this compass I'm about to talk about here today is a compass that's going to help us find north in our lives. And so the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, the men's home should know this by heart. Amen. For those that got that scripture down. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, there's something that they always get when something they do that causes them to write that scripture. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. The word acknowledge means to accept or to admit the existence or truth of. So it says, I acknowledge that God, I need to make sure that you're in this thing that I'm trying to do. You see, if you want to find north in your life, you have to acknowledge God in your life. Somebody say amen. You see, you have to acknowledge that God has the truth in mind when it comes to making a decision. So what is God's truth? What is he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you that wherever he's at, peace will be at. See, that's why he's called the Prince of Peace. Wherever he's at, wherever he has a stamp of approval, listen up, his stamp of approval, there will be peace. When there's chaos, I would doubt that Jesus is in that decision. You got to have peace. When you see that peace happening, you got to know the difference. You see, there's a false peace that's only temporary. That false sense of peace where you just feel like, oh, yeah, I feel peace, but it's a temporary peace. You can always tell when it's a man's peace because it goes away. But when it's God's peace, everybody say God's peace. It's permanent. In other words, in the middle of the storm, it doesn't go away. It's there. The Bible says it surpasses all understanding. That means no matter what you're going through, that peace will continue to stay even though life continues to get crazier. Can somebody say amen? You see, there's that false peace. It's self-generated. In other words, if you go on vacation in Hawaii, that's good. But that peace is not forever. right? Just because you buy yourself a new car doesn't mean that piece is going to last forever, right? Just because you get paid. Hello, somebody. Somebody want to get paid? Want to get paid. You get paid. This feels good for a moment, but after you're broke on Monday, hello, somebody, right? That peace goes away. That's not the kind of peace. You see, the peace of God that God wants to give you is a gift. It's a gift for you and I to get. Somebody say, I want that gift. Turn to your neighbor, tell them, I want that gift. You see, you got to get this gift that God has given us so that we can be successful in life. How many want to succeed? You want to succeed? See, somebody once defined success in this way. You see, sometimes people define success by achieving things. Maybe you've been graduating another grade, and that's a form of success. And maybe you've achieved a certain financial status, or maybe you've bought a house and, oh, I'm successful. Oh, I finally got that nice car. Come on, somebody. You know your house is tore up, but your nicest car, you have a nice car. Amen. I'm successful. You know, you might define yourself to be successful, but what you lack of, because there's people that have money, but they don't have peace in their hearts. They got things, but they don't have peace in their family. They got, you know, all this. See, the nature of peace is this, is that in everything that you do, when God's stamp of approval, I believe that is a stamp of success, because you're following God's plan for your life. And then I might not have a lot of things, but I know my treasure's in heaven because I've been following the plan that Jesus has been giving me. You see, I'm successful. At the end of my life, I want to hear the words. Come on, somebody. Thy good and faithful servant. Oh, it's been well done that you have done this. And that's like the Apostle Paul said. Come on, I fought the fight. Come on, the fight, amen. I continued the race. I was obedient to the heavenly vision. You see, the Apostle Paul knew that success was following the plan of God in your life. And with that plan comes his peace. Somebody say amen. See, that peace, my goodness, that we all need here today. Because when you have that peace for your future, Jeremiah 29:11, it says that he has a future for us. And in Psalms 32, verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and I would guide you with my eye. I've watched parents over the years and how they watch their kids. How many here have kids that are small? Grandchildren that are small. And you might be out in the public with them, but your eye is always watching them. And it's funny because when I talk to parents that are like that, I'd be talking to them and have serious conversations, but wait, hold up, wait. Okay, go ahead. How many know what I'm talking about, right? Because your kids are more important than the conversation you're talking. Your kids are way more important than whatever's happening here, because you want to make sure your kids, you're watching them with your eye. You see, the same thing God does. He watches you with his eye. Wait a minute. Oh, my kid is going off. Wait a minute. Let's send a road sign. Let's send yield on this side. Hey, stop over here. Let me send some signs. See, it's up to us. How many have a crazy kid? Spanking them. Hello, somebody. Putting them on timeout. Right? Remember timeout? You still get timeout if you're old now. Amen. You know, you do all the methods to try to raise your kids right, and sometimes they just don't listen. You just do it, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again. If they would just listen to the one that loves them, they will have a better life. You see, same thing, God gives road signs, and he puts signs, and sometimes he'll even, for some of you folks, he might even throw you in jail, and that's God's blessing upon your life. It's said, I'm protecting you from you. Hello, right? Because you're so self-destructive, I'm trying to save you from making it worse, so I'm putting you in jail. You see, that's God's grace upon your life, but that's his eye on you. Turn to your neighbor, tell him he has his eye on you. He has his eye on you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to get you. You'll know, because that peace will follow. You see, when you're following the north in your life, You have to know that his guidance is always there. His pulling to the north was always there. We're going to get pulled. It's going to be pulled. You see, in my life, I was pulled this way. Do you think that I grew up as a kid thinking, saying, I'm going to be a pastor? I did not. Those words did not come out of my mouth. Amen. You know what I said? I'm going to be an architect. Did you know that? I said to my mom, I'm going to build you a house, Mom. How many of you have ever said that to your mama? Build you a house, Mama. I'll give you all the rooms you ever wanted. And I remember pursuing that. I remember doing that in high school. I was taking drafting. And I was drawing out my first house. Man, it was just beautiful. Man, it had a swimming pool, palm trees everywhere. And then my instructor said, you must have a lot of money, because that's going to cost you a lot of money. Amen. And I remember just being excited about drawing houses. And that's when I got into the drug scene, and I just lost that dream of drawing houses. And I remember just, you know, trying to find my way in life. And there was always a pulling, because even my sister said, when I was a kid, honest truth, I had pictures. I was a little kid like this, and I had suits on, tie and a suit. I was already a pastor at the age of 3. Amen. Everybody was in Santa Cruz, but they were wearing their shorts and flip-flops. I had my suit and tie with my ice cream, though, all over me. I have a picture of that. You know, so there was something different. Even my sister said, there's something different. I just knew that you were going to become something like, you were going to help people. My sister says that all the time. She goes, I knew you were going to help people because you always cared for people. You always just went out of your way to help somebody, you know. I don't know if you were in kindergarten or elementary school. Or for me, I used to see fights, and I used to always like to defend the weak. So I would go in there and fight for the weak. Somebody was getting beat down. I used to go there, get out of the way, let me help. I used to do that just because I felt bad for the person that was getting beat down. And so I had this in me that was pulling me north, that was pulling me this way. And lo and behold, I got saved. Somebody say, I got saved. You see, the evidence of God's calling became real in my life. And I began to realize I've been missing the mark all my life. I've been getting pulled, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know the pulling was happening. I thought I was okay pursuing money, things, material things, houses, and all this stuff. But the Lord had a pulling in my life. I read all the signs. It says, yield, stop, go, move forward. I read all the signs, and finally I found my way, and I found my place in the things of God. When I finally came to the place where I yielded completely to the Lord, as I began to move north spiritually in my life, that's when peace became supreme in my life. Because I've always had that uneasiness that money wasn't going to be my purpose in life, that position wasn't going to be my purpose in life, that having things weren't going to be there's something more than just material things. It was something more than, I don't know what you're called to do. I don't know if you're not probably called to be a pastor. You might be. You might be called to do some specific work. There's an assignment that the Lord has given you, and you don't know what it is, but I pray that you'll find your north. Come on, somebody. That you'll find your north. That you will beckon to that calling, that whatever it is, that you'll begin to say, wait a minute, my compass is telling me to go this way. Maybe I should go this way. See, the compass of the Holy Spirit is inside of you. That peace that confirms it. Number two, and how do we use this compass of peace to find our purpose? Whatever decision you make, make sure it's biblical. Some people come to me and says, I'm a Virgo. Because I already know this season of my life, and I already read it, and all this and that. I go, it's time to read the Bible. You need to get away from that stuff. Amen. I'm not a Virgo. I'm a Christian. Hello, somebody. And those curses are broken now. Amen. It's a biblical time in my life. I hear that all the time. What sign are you? I go, you know what you need to do? You need to follow the signs. Amen. Because you're off. I'm speaking to somebody. Eh? Amen. Because, you know, I was born in September, and I used to say, I'm a Virgo. Yeah. And I used to read about the Virgo and all this and that. And, you know, I used to believe it until one day the Lord just revealed to me, he goes, that's not my destiny and purpose in life. I'm a Christian. you know. And the thing about that is that you have to know that wherever direction you're going, it has to be biblical. You have to apply God's word to it. And if you can't apply God's word to your business, you can't apply God's word to your situation, then maybe, just maybe, that's not your purpose. You see, some people try to do the right thing, right? And then you try to do it in the right timing. But the problem is sometimes we're trying to do the right thing the wrong way. Can I hear an amen? Or sometimes we try to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And you don't, you're left with an uneasiness because we've been trying to do things. Like, it's like sometimes even in relationships, people try to jump too fast, too soon. It's a right thing, but it's just rushing too fast. And guess what? You're gonna experience some hardships in your life. You see, sometimes we're trying to do the right thing, but how many know there's nothing better than waiting on the timing of the Lord? Amen? And when you wait on time and the timing of God, that's where the peace of God will reside. When you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is not the time for you to do this, because God is telling you there's no peace in that. You say, wait a minute, I'm just going to wait right here. Yeah. But he's leaving or she's leaving. Oh, this job, it's okay. God has something better for me. God has something better for me. So that's how we know that the peace is guiding our purpose, is that it has to be biblical. It has to be the right thing at the right time, at the right place. See, our compass will also be thrown off sometimes. As I read about compasses, sometimes there are things that actually throw it off. Having a magnet nearby it, it'll throw it off because it has a magnetic pull. Being in a metal room. Hello, somebody. Metal room. And also bad weather. These are all the things that would throw off a compass. Maybe if you're out in the field or whatever, these three things could cause you to be off track. And if you notice with the compass, put the compass on again. There you go. If you notice, like, you could just go off real easy. It just happens right away. Also, you're this way, you're this way. How many know people like that? You go this way, they go back this way, right? There it goes, right there. Or it goes off again, right? Did it stop? You guys stop it? There you go. And you just go off. You see, what happens sometimes is that if you allow certain things, these three things we allow sometimes will throw us off. One is our emotions get in the way. See, sometimes we make permanent decisions for temporary feelings. We make these permanent decisions for a temporary feeling. Just because you're angry doesn't mean you have to kill everybody in the room. Just because you're feeling emotional doesn't mean you don't have to just make a drastic decision at that moment. And sometimes we get off compass because our emotions begin to take us away. Sometimes we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. You hear what I'm saying? We don't really see things as they are. We see things as we are. If we're emotional, we see everybody hates me. But it's not that way. Maybe you're just emotional at that moment. Maybe there's something happening that's causing your emotion. Wake up, men's home. Something's happening because you guys are emotional. You make a permanent decision for a temporary trial. Just because you don't feel good today doesn't mean you have to give up tomorrow. Your compass is off because you're emotional. I've never met so many emotional people in one room in my life when I came into the men's home. Hello, somebody, right? And I used to always make fun of them in the home. I said, stop acting like women. Oh, they get mad at me so much. I'm not a woman. And they start crying. I said, see? I don't feel it today. Juan doesn't love me. Juan told me something I didn't like today. I'm going to leave the home. Nobody cares for me in this home. Lying devil. Emotions take us away from our compass. Our mindset. You know that the Bible says don't be wise in your own eyes. Sometimes your own counsel is the worst counsel. You'll counsel yourself out of God's will. You would even make sense. It'll even make sense to you because you've been thinking about it. Yeah, it all makes sense. Yep, I'm going to do it this way. Yep, it all makes sense. Your own mindset is messing you up because you've been hurt so much. You said, you know what? Forget about him. Forget about her. Forget about that. Your mindset will mess you up. You know, the other thing is that when you're going through the storm of your life, that throws away your, that throws off your compass. Because then all of a sudden, like I spoke about this last week, about your storm. So when you're in the middle of that storm, it's easy to fall apart. It's easy to fall apart. It's so easy to fall apart. You feel that the ceiling is falling. You feel like everybody's after you. Man, you feel like, man, all hell is breaking loose, if I could say that. Man, you feel, man, just everything. You even feel like God doesn't love you no more. Man, there's a lot of things that you're going through. But don't let the bad weather make you make bad decisions. Somebody say amen. Because you're going to go through the storms of life. You're going to deal with issues, man. You're going to deal with things that are going to come at you hard front. It's gonna come at you crazy style. But how many know we need to stay put? Don't let that thing steal the peace out of your life. That's your compass, man. You don't want to get pulled that way. You're saying, no. So storms in life will pull you. You know, it'll pull you. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, it says, the man's heart plans his way, but it's the Lord that directs his steps. It is the Lord that directs your steps. It's God's going to direct you. Let God direct you to find your purpose. See, that peace is so vital that you find that peace in your life, because it'll take you in the right direction. That's where you'll find purpose in your life. How do we find the north? That you just continue to look at the signs. How do we find the purpose in life? Continue to hold on to his word. Continue to trust him in the middle of the storm. Somebody say amen. Number three, God. And sometimes God does things in our lives. And how do we find the right direction? How do we know that we're going the right direction, that is? How do we know? You know, and one of the things that I always tell people, because they say, oh, I found my purpose, and sometimes they go off. And sometimes, you know, I found my north, and sometimes they go off. But how many know that you'll know that you're going the right direction when you find this one thing? It's called favor. Favor. Turn to your neighbor and tell them this. You are blessed and highly favored. Favor. Favor follows the believer that's following his footsteps. You'll find favor. See, the Bible says in Psalms 5:12, it says, for you, O Lord, you will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. That means God's favor. It's unmerited favor. God says that you don't deserve this favor, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. It's something that you don't deserve at all. You haven't earned it or anything else. You just follow God's plan, and he will grant you with favor. Now, in the Bible, there was this young man that went through so many things. And it's found in the book of Acts. The story goes in the Old Testament, but the book of Acts was just kind of encouraging those that were trying to find their way. And so here in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 9, it says this, and the patriarchs became envious and sold Joseph into the Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all his trouble. Come on, somebody. And gave him what? Favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, the king, and the Bible says king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. If you know the story, he was in a pit, he was in the prison, and then he was in a palace. And God gave him a promise. But before the promise came to pass, he went through the pit, the prison, and the palace. And the Bible says he had favor. Everybody say favor. He had favor in every situation. So how many here have God spoken to you about your promise? Somebody, if you wave your hand real quick, I want to hear that. I want to see that. God spoke. And sometimes, let me tell you, a word of prophecy is sometimes not the best thing in your life. A lot of times, you know, we get a word of prophecy, and that's great, and the prophets will come out. But if you notice the Old Testament, when they mention about prophecy, it's because somebody didn't listen. When they give you a prophetic word over somebody, and that's great, but a lot of times they just don't listen. So the prophet has to come and share the word, because all along he's been speaking to you about your calling, but you haven't been responding, so the prophet has to say something. Let me tell you what happens. You see, God doesn't just necessarily want to bring a prophet to tell you your future. He wants you just to be sensitive enough to know your future. You see, so the right now the prophet will come and tell you something, and then all of a sudden, guess what happens? Because the devil doesn't read your mind. Hear that. The devil doesn't read your mind. When you're a believer, he does not go into your mind. That belongs to God now, right? You see, the devil won't know that. And anything spoken, he will hear. So you speak prophecy, and I say to this guy, man, you are called to reach the nations, and you're going to go to Timbuktu, and you're going to reach Bertha, and you're going to reach Tim, and you're going to reach all these people, and God's going to use you. You're going to be a mighty man of God. And so what does the devil go? He goes, oh, really? All this time, I thought this guy was a fool. And the devil was saying, all this time, I thought this guy wasn't going to amount to anything. And the devil begins to, oh, you are going to be a world shaker? Well, let me make sure that you're not. Let me... Come on, Tiny Tim, come over here. Come on, Terrible Terry, come over here. Come on, all the demons, come on. Let's attack this guy because he has a call upon his life. Because now the prophet has told them. See, sometimes prophecy is not always the best thing. Yeah, prophecy could work and it helps. And, David was prophesied over. But a lot of times the prophet will just bring it out because you're not listening. And so he doesn't want to use a prophet to tell you your direction because he knows that you're going to receive a lunch and an attack will hit you because the devil doesn't want you to be the greatest threat he ever had. Listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, once you start listening to the prompting, see, Joseph, when he was thrown into the pit, he still didn't forget about God. When he was thrown into the prison, he still didn't forget about his promise and his coat of many colors that the Lord blessed him with. And even when he went to the palace, even when things were great, because sometimes that happens in church, sometimes you come in struggling, but you make it, all of a sudden God starts blessing you. He says, well, I don't need God right now. I'm going to go and take off a little bit. I'm going to go on a hiatus and go on vacation, and I'll be back next year. Maybe I'll see you for next Easter. Hello. And sometimes we go in there, but see, he didn't forget God in the palace. And all along, he struggled, even in the palace. He struggled in the prison. He struggled in the pit. But all along, let me tell you what happened. If you read the story, he found favor in the pit. He found favor in the prison. He found favor in the palace. God gave him favor, because he was telling him that what the devil meant for harm, I'm going to turn it around for the good. I'm going to make you a ruler over the nation. And because of your obedience, I'm going to give you favor in every situation. Preach to myself right now. Amen. In every situation, I'm going to give you, sure, you're struggling in your marriage, but God told you you're going to have the blessed marriage. Sure, you're struggling in your job, but God says you're going to be wealthy and blessed. And sure, you're struggling right now with mentality things, and maybe you're struggling with addiction, but God says, I'm going to set you free. You're struggling with things, but in every situation, as you pursue the compass in your life and you continue to go north and you continue to follow your purpose, you will see God's favor in every situation, even though it's in the eyes of men, it's not favorable. Even in the eyes of your family, it's not favorable. But if it's God that's guiding you, his GPS is inside of you. His GPS is there guiding you. It doesn't matter what the world has to say. It doesn't matter what your mama has to say. Long as you're following the guidance and the peace. As long as you're following that peace, man, doesn't matter what the world, that's success for me. Follow that peace. Everything you do, you will find success in your life like never before. You'll find purpose. You'll be headed in the right direction. Favor, the quote that says, and everybody says it as a cliche, favor ain't fair, right? And it's only not fair for those that are not being obedient to God. Because those that are not being obedient, that ain't right. Why are you getting blessed? Well, maybe you should follow God too. Hello, somebody. Favor is fair. It's blessing those that are following his precepts. It is fair. God looks upon you, he says, you're my son, you're my daughter, and because you're following me, regardless of what the world has to say, I'm going to bless you with favor. And then your marriage will come and blossom, your family, your finances, your children will get saved. Things will begin to happen. The blessings of the Lord begin to happen in your life because you found favor in his sight. Mary found favor in her sight. You see, Mary was there going to give birth to Jesus, and she was confused. She was confused because she didn't have a husband. Man, in the world's eyes, people saw her as, man, she's a, I didn't even want to say the word. But she obeyed God, even though what the world had to say, what people had to say, even what Joseph had to say. Read the story. Joseph was trying to get rid of her silently. But the angel Gabriel came to her and says, blessed and highly favored Mary, for you shall give birth. And she began to tell him her purpose. And because she obeyed God rather than man, she found favor with God. She found favor with the Lord. You see, this compass is there, and it's guiding you, it's directing you, it's leading you, it's giving you the signs. And how do you know you're in the right direction? You'll find favor in a bad situation. All of a sudden, you're in jail just because you're doing the right thing. All of a sudden, that jailer begins to help you out a little bit more. Because you're blessed, and maybe in a situation, you just got a ticket for speeding. Hello, somebody, because you were trying to rush to church, and you got a ticket. All of a sudden, you go to the judge, and the judge says, you know what, dismissed. I don't, you see, there's bills that you got. Yes, you got some bills, and things happen. But let me tell you, God is a God that can cancel a bill. He can cancel your bill. That's the kind of favor that I live out today. I find favor in every situation. God, I don't know. The things don't feel right, sense right sometimes. As long as I have the peace of God, I'm going to find favor in your sight. You see, as I get ready to close, number one, finding north. The life's journey that we're on, we need to learn to read the signs before it's too late. Somebody say amen. Finding purpose. We need to know that we need to be fulfilled in the journey that we're living in. And number three, we need to know that we're headed in the right direction when favor begins to follow us. Do you know that 80% of believers never find their purpose in life? That's a sad thing. I could see that in the world, but not in the Christendom. You got Jesus, guys. Follow the word. It'll give you peace. It'll lead you to peace. That's why every time Jesus showed up, he said, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Always said that. He's led by peace. You see, he's led by peace. That's why it's so important that peace will be our compass the whole time. Peace. That's why I'm telling you. That's why I did a series on it, because I wanted to tell you that this peace that Jesus brings will bring you to your purpose, will bring you to your calling, will take you north every time, and you will find favor in your life, and then you'll find great success in God's sight. Not in man's sight, because a man has a certain standard of success, but God has a whole other set of rules of success that he has a list that he works from. You see, this is so super important that you understand this peace. This peace will guide you, give you power over your circumstance and over your storms. It'll define you against the world. The world will recognize there's something different about you because the world is going crazy, but you still have your peace in your life. There's a difference. This whole four-part series, I'm telling you, I pray you took notes because this is going to give you success. Sometimes we go by our emotions. We go by our mindset sometimes, and sometimes we lose it in the storm, and things begin to go crazy, and that's why sometimes we make some bad decisions that we regret over the years, things we've done, things we shouldn't have done, the decisions we've made that affected our entire life. You see, let me leave you with this. Our past does not need to prophesy our future. Just because you had a bad past doesn't mean you're going to have a bad future. Your past should not dictate where God's going to take you. Your past should not scribe out in a book and saying the next page is going to be horrible. Your past will not. How many know we need to forgive ourselves and let God forgive us too? And we need to move forward and know that our peace is our guide and our compass. As we're moving forward, there's a bright future ahead of us. And I will find favor in my marriage. I will find favor in my finances. I will find favor at my job. I will find favor everywhere I go, because I am following the plan that God has given me today. That's the peace I'm talking about, guys. I'm bringing it home right now. I'm bringing it home right now. I'm bringing it to your home right now. Are you chaotic at your home? Are you dramatic at your house?